This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
Now, 7 after the hour, it's Good Days TikTok time. I'm Doug Steffen, along with a very good friend of the program. Greg Stebbins is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's here along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. Now, I'd like to get right down to this report from the CIA, Greg. The Russians intervened with our election, so some say. I would like to know how this is technically possible. I suppose anything, you know, we have an intelligence community that now says the Russians are trying to influence our government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They hacked into the DNC. They hacked into the Republicans. So how technically, the average person may not understand how this could happen. So if you wouldn't mind spending a moment or two just explaining how technically they could do that.
Well, there's a couple of things here. I mean, one is, let's separate the idea of interfering in our election. That could happen lots of ways, right? I mean, they could be creating fake news that changes people's opinions and makes them believe things that are not true. The DNC email hack is something very specific. So the DNC email hack it sounds like it is believed was part of a larger plot to influence the election. So how do you hack somebody's email? Well, I can think of 100 ways to do it, frankly. One is that sometimes hackers will send out emails that are called phishing emails.
P-H-I-S-H.
Right. And so the idea here, one of the variations on this, it might come from someone you think you know. So I get an email from that looks like it's from Doug, from you, Doug.
Yeah.
And then there's a link there because you're sending me a document to look at or a news story to look at. And because I think it's from you, I click on the link, and the link unleashes something into my computer or my email account that then enables somebody to access without my permission all of the emails in my email account. I mean, that's just one of many scenarios. If you remember back to when Sarah Palin was running for vice president, somebody figured out how to get into her personal email by answering the secret question, which happened to be the name of her high school, which we all knew was Wasilla High. I mean, everybody knew the name of her high school.
Right.
So there are so many ways this can happen that, you know what, when I hear that the intelligence community says that Russia tried to influence our democracy, I shake my head. I don't know if it's true, but I can imagine it was true. And if it wasn't the Russians, I can imagine it could have been someone else, whether it be an official act of a government or a couple of 14-year-olds who are up to mischief in their garage, you know, somewhere.
14-year-olds could do that much damage?
Sure.
Really?
Sure. Well, that much damage. I mean, the damage is different than the actual technique to enable the damage to happen. 14-year-olds could do everything that I just described. And once you have information, if you target the right people or the right organizations, there's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do.
It's so astounding. My mind doesn't work like that, and I think a lot of other people do. All right, other people's minds do. Let's just Let me go one more step. But this is there's an amalgamation, Victoria, of lots of things that are going on now, and it's hard to get away from the technological aspects of it. For example, one of the stars of the Brady Bunch, Susan Olsen, was on a pay-for-play radio program that airs only online in Los Angeles. It's called LA Talk Radio. And she was on with somebody, a gay actor named Leon Accord Whiting. I don't know who that is. But she got fired or was told that they won't take her money anymore to be on this program. And I don't even know why she was, you know, why she was paying to be on this program. But I know that cable, that that online channel is a pay-for-play.
Right.
And so they released a statement over the weekend. They'd severed ties with Ms. Olson, and they take pride in their collaborative relationship with the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual community. But the point is, this whole business would never have happened if we didn't have Facebook. If we didn't have Twitter. It is astounding how things that seem to be nothing get blown out of, and I'm not saying this particular example is nothing, but it's something that happened on a cable, not even a cable, on a, an online
internet radio
thing that probably 4,000 or maybe 5,000 people in total listened to. So it just shows you the power of this and how it
right.
can be used to crush people who may or may not deserve being crushed.
Well, she went on a huge homophobic rant, in her case, you know, but if she's paying to be on there, on the air, you know, then she should not
be fired from a job
right.
pay to have.
Well, they cannot take your money anymore.
Well, that's right.
They can refuse to take your money.
Yeah, I'm just making fun of the idea that she got fired. Basically, right. they fired her as a customer, right? But, I mean, the real lesson here, I think, for all of us is we are all media personalities in today's world. If you use Facebook, if you use Twitter, if you use Instagram, if you use Snapchat, even if you use Snapchat, you are, in a sense, also a media personality. And anything you say or do, even LinkedIn, it can come back to bite you, mm-hmm. and it can cost you a job, it can cost you relationships, and anything you say or do online that is stupid, is you may or may not be able to erase it if you regret it later. It's kind of like getting a tattoo on your face. You know, you're
right.
going to have to put that tattoo on the face for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, it is. It just stays with you. I know people who haven't gotten jobs because of things that they posted on their Facebook page. And, you know.
Well, and the scariest part of that, Doug, is that you may not know why you're not getting a job. No one's.
Yeah, nobody will tell
presumably
you.
Presumably, no one's going to say to you, hey, dummy. You did this social media, and it scared us away from hiring you. And that is the scariest part. Nobody may tell you, so you may keep suffering the repercussions over and over again without understanding why there's a problem.
Well, I mean, if every Monday morning you're tweeting about how hungover you are, you're probably not going to get a job. Like, you have to
or in certain industries, and in other industries, maybe you're the first one they want to hire. Because, no, and you make
it. You don't have to work on Monday, you're all set.
Well, right.
But let me explain. If you're tweeting about how hungover you are to 30,000 people, there may be companies that hire you because there's 30,000 people that love to hear about how you party.
That's true.
So you could turn around and make it a positive, too, but you have to understand what it is you're doing, or there may be unintended consequences.
And the thing that people don't really realize, and I think millennials are getting better at realizing this, you are, every person who's on social media, you are your own brand. And you have to think of yourself as a brand and how you would want to represent that brand. And that's something that is lost on a lot of younger people getting out of college or while they're tweeting away in college and then they go for their first job. Well, what's your brand? What's your message? You know, and there's, you have to think of yourself that way.
And one way to sort of teach yourself that lesson is take some money, like $500, and say, I'm going to open a company with this, whether you actually do it or not. And now go look at other people's social media profiles because you're going to hire one of them to work for you. You're going to pay that person. And you'll be amazed at how changing the context when it's your money that's invested, because that's when companies are hiring, they're investing money in the person they hire. When it's your money, you'll look at yourself and your friends very differently and say, I wouldn't hire my best friend. What an idiot he is.
And, well, and that's, apply that should that be same a college course. Own,
that actually is it. And I think millennials do understand this because they look and are able to see the whole universe. Some millennials, not all, but it is a view of the world that is essential for adopting, or else you're only going to hurt yourself. And these are very powerful tools.
Yep, they are. They're very powerful. And be careful with them. I think that's the lesson here. It's 17 past the hour. This is Good Days Tech Talk time.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase a lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Croissant breakfast sandwiches, 2 for $4, only at Burger King. Price and participation vary. Does it sound good to you? Sounds good to a lot of people.
Sounds great to me right about now.
Yum, yum, yum. All right, so in a word, I'm interested in this new app that's out, and so we're going to dig around in this. We have in our state of Massachusetts and others legalized marijuana, and so many lawmakers are grappling with a series of new issues. How to keep people from driving stoned is one of them. So yeah. Apparently there's a new app that measures pot impairment somewhat like the breathalyzer, which measures blood alcohol content. But I don't understand how let's figure it out. We'll talk about the app. There's an app for everything. I expect soon there's going to be an app that will tell me, without doing anything except scanning my face, tell me how much I weigh. That'll be the next thing. Or you just hold it out in the sunshine, it'll tell you how many inches of snow are going to happen in the next 4 days. Yeah, that kind of stuff. There's an app for everything. There are, last time I checked, there were hundreds of thousands. I bet you there are millions of them now.
Millions,
I'd say. So we're talking about pot anyway. 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, 23 after the hour now as we pursue technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Steven, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. This app that measures pot impairment is called the Druid, and it was developed to do the same thing the breathalyzer test does, I guess, Greg. AAA likes it. It costs 99 cents, available for the Apple iPad, but I don't see it as the iPhone. Is that, what do you make of all this?
Well, my first reaction...
that good, huh?
Because I'm kind of stoned, as I was having a hard time focusing on it. that was a joke, by the way. So I think there's a real lesson in this. So you look at this app, and you're not sure if it's real, or is it a joke, or is it credible? So I Googled the creator of the app. His name is Michael Milburn. It turns out that he is a psychology professor at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He's been there for 39 years, so he's not a 20-year-old pothead.
Nope.
He could
he's
be
probably a pothead
pothead
from my era.
Yeah, he's from Woodstock, but okay. But to be fair, I mean, he's a psychology professor. I mean, that's good in the sense that he's in an academic environment and presumably would have some standards personal standards about what's appropriate, probably knows people in other departments of the college because it seems like physiology and other things are at play here. It's not really an equivalent to a breathalyzer because it's not – a breathalyzer is literally measuring something in your breath and telling you whether you would pass a breathalyzer test. So it's detecting your blood alcohol level, I guess. I've never thought about breathalyzers that much. This is actually giving you tests to do.
These are like field tests. When an officer pulls over someone with their iPad, they tell them to do these series of things like balance and stand on your right foot. And like it's like the field sobriety test, but it's for pot because it's more difficult to figure out if someone's stoned or not.
Yes. And so, I mean, the first thing, I mean, let's just say this. If you're drinking or smoking pot, don't drive. That's the easy part of this, right?
Yeah.
If you're wondering if you've had too much to drink or you've smoked too much to drive, Well, thank you for thinking that, and now just assume you've had too much to drink or too much to smoke and don't drive. If you have to fall back on one of these tests, you're probably impaired. That being said, I think this is a great example of how things like iPads and iPhones and Android phones and Android tablets, there's so much power in them with the accelerometers and all of the other sensors that there's an amazing number of things that they can do, and we are going to use our phones and our tablets in more and more ways to actually record, report on, and even communicate about our health with health personnel, because they're going to be able to know more about us by us touching our phones, reacting to things on our phones, than we could even sitting in their offices before there was such a thing as an iPhone that
right.
made these kind of things possible.
Wow. I just find that there's so much utility here. It's hard to imagine how far we can go with things like, never mind just this kind of an app, but apps for everything. I wasn't being facetious when I said, it'll predict the weather. Or who knows?
Well, part of that is just that part of what this whole digital age has enabled us to do is to collect data
yeah.
in ways we never have before, and then define patterns. So, like weather patterns, I mean, we're on all kinds of breakthroughs about weather because we have more information about what it was like before the storm hit or the hurricane hit or the tornado hit. So we are going to know more and more because of this technology that fits in our front pocket.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. All right, thank you. That's good information. Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with Victoria Rich and me on our Tech Talk time.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It can turn an ordinary infection into a life-threatening event. Sepsis occurs when chemicals in the body released to fight an infection end up triggering an inflammatory response.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feel Good, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Alright, 34 after the hour, it's time.
We are your technical geniuses here.
Alright, here we are in Tech Talk time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan and I, or I guess Rich and Victoria are teaching. I am the student.
Very
I am
good.
The pupil. And I am, what I posted, Richie, on my Facebook page earlier today, was the post that came from Jim Farley, who is somebody we know in the business, that instructed us in how fake news used to be provided by the World Weekly News and other newspapers that specialized in that kind of silly stuff. So anyway, all right.
Yes.
So I'm now posting a picture that was taken of me on a tractor over the weekend. And so what is it that you want me to do?
Now you're in the blank box, right, where you can start
I'm in
a new
the blank
post?
Box. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So click on where it says photo/video.
Right. Left or right click?
Left click.
Yeah. Left click. Okay. Upload photo videos.
Click on that.
Yep. Okay.
And now that should bring up a list of sources for your photos. So what's at the very top? I mean, I'm on a Mac, so it's not going to look the same, but just where does it default to?
It defaults to library, computer, desktop.
Okay, so you want desktop, because that's where we save the photo to.
Right. Pretty exciting, huh?
This is very exciting.
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of fun to see you progress.
It is. It's very fun for us. Yes. I just don't
know
about
anyone else. photo should be less than 4 millibytes and saved as JPEG, PNG, GIF, or TIFF files. What does that mean? So I didn't say that.
So it means that the photo, when you saved your photo from the email, it saved in a different format. So,
all right.
So we'll have to continue this lesson next week.
Yeah. This is going to be an offline discussion, I think. We're going to have to change the format of the photo.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Yeah. See, but that's
I have
the average
a feeling
person.
It was sent to you as a PDF. Well, we'll get into that later.
Well, I don't know. It was sent to me as an email. What does that mean?
Right. But if it's like...
It depends on what the attachment is.
Yeah. If the format that the attachment is in.
Okay.
I'm trying to say. So, like, if you right-click and you do save as...
Mm-hmm.
For save attach, like I'm back in the email with your photo,
yeah.
So it should do .jpg, which means it's a JPEG. It should default to that, but we have to walk through and make sure that you don't have a suffix that's something else that's throwing it off. It needs to be a JPEG.
Hmm.
We'll have All to right. go through that again.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch for maybe that is that tutoring. That tutoring is good for people.
You know, before you get away from the tutoring online, I learn so much on the internet now. And two of my favorite places to learn are, and Doug, this would be a great, great thing for you, is lynda.com, LYNDA.com. And it started out as a tutorial site where they'd make videos to train you and teach you how to do all things computer. And it has grown and it's grown, and it got bought by LinkedIn several years ago. And anything on a computer that you want to learn how to do, there is a class for it there. And these classes come in videos, you know, might be 30 videos or 8 videos or whatever, how involved the class is. And it could take you anywhere from 20 minutes to take a class to 8 hours to watch all the videos. But I've learned how to edit video. I produce a TV show every week now that gets played on news cable on Newsmax TV. I learned how to edit video on lynda.com. I built our whole video editing business that we have here now based on what I learned from there. When we have interns or new producers come in, I give them Lynda. Every person in this plant, in this whole radio network, has the login for lynda.com. The accountants use it for the accounting software. The producers use it for editing video or Photoshop or whatever it might be. And we all use it. It's $25 a month, and it's probably the best $25 a month I spend. Also, this weekend, I probably spent 2 hours taking guitar lessons on YouTube. I never really got into music theory.
Don't know, Richie loves the guitar. He's fancied himself as a guitar player for a long time, bought himself a guitar and played on his own. You never really took formal lessons,
did you? I did when I was 12, 13, 14 type thing. But then I kind of quit, and I just, okay, I know all the chords, and I can hear the song. Let me figure it out on these chords, and okay, great. And, you know, and the guys in the neighborhood, there's 5 or 6 of us, you know, 50-year-old wannabe rock and rollers who got together.
Dad band?
We call it the Cialis band. You know, like, you see those 50-year-old gray-haired guys.
The Levitra band, the Viagra band, good for your
issue. Yeah, that's us. But I never really got into music theory. So I found these videos on YouTube, and any song that I want to learn, we're doing the Stones' Gimme Shelter, and we're doing Led Zeppelin, The Rover. You go to YouTube, and there's somebody on there that'll teach you how to play it. And then I found the lessons where I'm learning music theory on YouTube. And I was watching for an hour last night and playing along with it. So anything you want to learn, it's out there. You just have to learn how to utilize the tool to teach you.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
It's great stuff. And I don't pay a nickel for it. I mean, the Lynda I do, but for the YouTube guitar lessons, I mean, I'd pay $45 for a half-hour lesson for my son to take trombone. If I thought that he would sit down and watch YouTube, I'd have him take it there for free.
It's so helpful to have, I mean, any problem that I encounter, whether it's, you know,
installing a faucet.
I mean, installing anything, really. Yeah. I mean, I've had cooking problems. I lost the instructions. How do I cook black rice versus brown rice? And I just went to YouTube last week and saw that.
Okay, so here's another. Now you've rung a bell with me. Richie, you remember this because it happened on my way back, I was driving my son's pickup truck back across the country the 1st of April, probably 4, maybe 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going into Denver, and a snowstorm was blowing into the mountains. And I had a flat tire on the truck. And I was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was cold. Now, I had California clothes on. I was not really prepared to be in a snowstorm. And Charlotte was in the truck with me. And so I
Charlotte is your bulldog, so Charlotte's we know who Charlotte
bulldog,
is. Yeah.
The former bulldog, yep. So or she was always a bulldog, but she's gone now. Charlotte and I are trying to figure out how to get the tire. So, and there was no, Brendan, God love him, hadn't saved the book for the truck. So I couldn't figure out how to get the spare tire down from under the body. Well, I pulled into this area just off the road with a little rest stop, and there was a guy asleep in a station wagon and had Massachusetts plates on it. So I'm underneath the truck. He wakes up. He sees what I'm doing. He gets out to help me. And I said, I can't figure out how to get this tire down. So he goes, gets his iPhone, and he goes to the Ford site, and he gets the book, and he has right on the page how to get the spare tire down.
Yeah, you just Google the model year.
Yeah,
make
and
model.
Googled it, and here's how you get spare. So in 5 minutes, we had the tire down. 5 minutes, we jacked up the truck. 5 minutes, we took off the tire, put on the new one, and I was out of there.
I bet you that there's somebody on YouTube that gives you a video tutorial of how to do it. I'd bet $100 on it right now that there's somebody.
Amazing.
But the thing that really opened my eyes to all of this is about 5 years ago, my son was, he would have been seven then. And I was one of the assistant coaches of his little league baseball team. And one of the other coaches is helping. We're doing the batting with the kids. So we took a group of the kids on the team, and we're batting with them. And one of the other coaches that I'm doing it with is showing the kids kind of, you know, okay, your wrist should be doing this, your elbow should be here, this. And I was very impressed with how well this guy knew batting technique. And we're all done, and I was like, so where'd you play? He's like, I never played. And I was like, so how do you know all this batting technique? And he goes, YouTube.
Yeah,
there are so many coaches for Little League, for any kind of sports league, where they teach the kids how to do it and they show you how to. So I started watching batting tutorials on YouTube and started working with the kids with it. It's amazing.
You want to see something else? Victoria's got me working on Facebook. So while we're talking, I'm looking at my Facebook page and the people who have shared things. I posted last Friday a video of the story of a nurse who saved the lives of about 25,000 Jews as the Germans were taking.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I have seen that story.
Yeah.
Now, did you know how to do that? You obviously saw that on someone else's page, and then you shared it to your own page.
I shared it. That's all.
Okay.
So I have had about 36 people share that video who are paying attention to my Facebook page, share it on their Facebook page. I don't know how far it's gone since then. I don't know how to measure it, but I see
it has 27,105,000 views.
Yeah,
that's total.
Not your post.
Yeah, that's
me.
That's total.
But
from
I'm just looking at all the people that shared it from my site, from me posting it. People that are my friend just goes, it's amazing. I find it amazing. Frankly, it's and I don't mean to sound like some old codger. I just find the name. Her name was Irana Sendler, and it's been seen by millions of people, and some of them because I decided to post it. Good, cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue with a quick talk or a focus on what you don't know about the software industry and how it may be taking control of your life. It is now 45 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time from Good Day.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
It can turn an ordinary infection into a life-threatening event. Sepsis occurs when chemicals in the body released to fight an infection end up triggering an inflammatory response. Dr. Steve Peters says a mild case may cause a quickened heart rate, fast, shallow breathing, and fever.
Severe sepsis means you've got that and signs of organ damage, lung injury, impaired kidney function, impaired liver function.
In fact, sepsis can affect almost any organ system in the body. It's a dangerous situation that needs immediate attention. Even with treatment, you can progress to septic shock. That's where, along with all the other symptoms, there's a dangerous drop in blood pressure.
That has an associated risk of death in the hospital of about 20-30%.
The earlier you can seek treatment, the easier it is to stop sepsis in its tracks. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overcharges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay, additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, this is probably an hour-long conversation, but because I mentioned it, the connection the software industry has and how it controls your life. Software problems. Richie and I were just talking. Maybe this fits. There's a new technology police chief in the network facility there in Washington. And are your problems being caused by software? Because the computers don't talk to each other?
We're doing a studio overhaul here, and we are halfway in between to where half of the studios have the new equipment and half of the studios have the old equipment. And yes, it would be a software issue.
So how often is that the case when things... Can you think, Victoria, of anything in your life that has become problematic because the software of one computer doesn't...
Mac to Windows is the biggest example of that. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yeah. Don't we accept software problems now, though, as sort of a part of life?
If you're on Windows, you do.
Yeah. But no.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in my
personal life, the only issues that I ever have are sometimes internet-related, where, like, my Amazon Fire Stick needs to be rebooted because it won't communicate with the TV, things like that.
Surprised I don't know what an Amazon Fire Stick is?
No.
Thank you. All right, but I am going to post some stuff on Facebook. Stand by for that. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour. Your Tech Talk time.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
TikTok time, hello, 53 and change past the hour. In-flight phone calls. If you think your trips are annoying now because the seats are too close together and you have people sitting next to you that have horrible BO, wait until you get into this story that Victoria has in just a moment. Technology, always changing, and most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Did you know that? Most people haven't bought a new car in 11 years. Lots has changed in that time. So here's a report from Rick Rogers on the technology you need to be looking for in the new car that you're going to buy.
Automotive technology has continued to get more and more advanced in recent years. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, has some of the must-have automotive technology for 2017.
There's a couple of must-have technologies coming up. One of them is Apple CarPlay, and there's also Android Auto, depending on what kind of phone you use. That integrates your phone's controls into the car's screen seamlessly. There's also adaptive cruise control and forward collision alert, which will keep your car's set speed on the highway and match the speed of the car ahead of you.
And when buying a new car, Moody suggests
one of the key features is the Bluetooth connectivity. You want to make sure that you pair your phone to the car as part of the test drive and make sure it has the kind of parking camera that you can easily adjust to, either just from the rear or from the rear and the front. You need to find those things out when you're at the dealership.
For more information on next year's technology, go to autotrader.com/must-have-tech. Now you're in the know from Auto Trader.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. So, those of you who are flying this week, be happy this is not in the planes yet. But regulators are suggesting that they're considering allowing you to bring your phone with you and to use your phone using Wi-Fi. So, by the way, I want to get into the technology of this, Victoria, but I will tell you that the only reason, you know, all this fake, you talk about fake news, this baloney about you have to shut all the electrical stuff off before the plane takes off.
Because God forbid, you might actually, they act like you're going to be controlling the plane,
It is nonsense to the nth degree, just complete and utter nonsense. And it all came out of shutting off the phones because they didn't want you to use your phone on the plane. They wanted you to use the, remember the old days?
Those airphones, yeah.
Airphones with $5 a minute or something.
I actually used one time. Have you ever used one, Dougie?
Yeah, I did use one. I used to actually use them quite often.
Oh, you were one of those guys?
Yeah, I was one of those guys. and it was annoying, I'm sure, to people around me. And I always found it annoying when other people used them. All right, so Victoria, what's the story?
Well, it turns out we may all be very annoyed with this new thing. The U.S. Aviation, the U.S. Department of Transportation said it's actually going to take some surveys now about do people really want to be able to use their cell phones over the Wi-Fi system so you can make phone calls. And I mean, some people instantly say, yes, this is a great idea, and then when you take a step back and you think about it more, it might be convenient for you if you need to do some business, but then think about all of the phone calls you're going to be hearing. And so it raises a little bit of safety concerns as well. You know, there's no privacy, obviously, and, you know, NSA stuff, like who's actually listening to your phone calls. So it's, I don't know, it's...
Yeah.
Would anyone here want to have this?
I just don't want to listen to somebody listen to BS with their wife or their boss or whatever it is. Most of I remember one circumstance where the guy was on a plane with me. We were on the ground. He was so damn loud and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, at best, tell him where to go. But
right.
These people that are so selfish and don't pay. I was in the FedEx store sending some stuff on Thursday, and this woman's in there at the top of her lungs talking to some friend of hers in Boca Raton about a box she's going to send. Meanwhile, the line's out the door, and she's BSing with this woman, holding everybody else up. I looked at her, and I almost said, lady, do you realize how selfish you are? And then, but she got the grumbling from everybody else. But this was 4 or 5 minutes. She just stood there while the guys waiting to check her package out and send it, and she doesn't know the address of this woman, so she calls her, and then she talks about what was going on with her Uncle Bob. How do people get to be so clueless?
Well, I think we don't want this on airplanes. I think
No, we need the time to rest. Flying's already stressful enough. Just chill out.
I just want to watch the box. I want to watch that.
That's called a TV.
Entertainment box, yeah. Whatever
the entertainment box. Box is called a TV.
59 past the hour with DJ.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.